Caritas Internationalis, the global Catholic confederation of aid and development agencies, has launched a new internet initiative to help build peace among divided communities and nations, bringing together one of the oldest problems in history, peace-building, with some of the newest internet technologies. The organisation this week unveiled its first online toolkit to provide community leaders with an extensive range of materials and practical ideas that they can use in a wide variety of conflict situations. The new website, which you can find at www.caritas.org, draws on the rich tradition of Catholic social teaching, but can also be used by people of all different faiths or none, and is designed to be user-friendly and adaptable to local communities and their problems. Caritas spokesman Patrick Nicholson told my colleague Linda Bordoni more about the ideas behind this new peace and reconciliation initiative.
What we did was comb all the institutions, all the NGOs, and all the academic material which provides peace builders with the training materials they need to build peace at a community level. And we put all those pages together, about 300, onto a website, and we created a navigation system which we think is really easy to use and takes you just through one click to the material that you need. And so what it allows is trainers to build their own workshops very, very quickly and very, very easily through the web, and it's a really an unrivaled source anywhere in the world. It doesn't compare with any other peace building web toolkit. None exists. So this is the first one.
Now let's get down to the very basics. The trainers. This is whom the toolkit is actually aimed at. Who are the trainers?
Well, they're people that work in communities mostly. I mean, if communities are divided, for example, in Tanzania, you have Muslims and Christians living side by side, and occasionally, you know, there's tension. For example, 18 months ago, there was tension in one village in Tanzania where a Christian butcher was accused of selling pork to a Muslim family, and that could flare up quite quickly. And what the trainers can do is bring the communities together, run through these workshops with them, and so the different sides can understand where the other is coming from, and they can work through their problems and their tensions in a very constructive manner. But it's also, we also work at a kind of national level as well, bringing peace about nationally, so where there are different political parties or different religious groups or ethnic groups, is to bring those groups together and work through the differences through these really easy, simple tools.
South Africa is one country where this kind of peace and reconciliation work is already flourishing. Over recent months, Caritas has helped to train several hundred leaders or facilitators who bring local people together in small groups to discuss tensions or violent conflicts and find ways of resolving their disputes in a positive and constructive way. Many parts of the country, which Anglican Archbishop Desmond Tutu once famously described as a rainbow nation, are still plagued with daily violence, a lasting legacy of the decades of racist apartheid policies. Holy Cross sister Anya Hughes coordinates Caritas programs for Southern Africa and is enthusiastic about this new online peace-building kit. She told Linda Bordoni more about her own experience in this work and her hopes about how this initiative can help bring real reconciliation among South Africa's divided communities.
Yes, as you say, a peace is something that's really needed in South Africa, because South Africa has become, and it, well, is a very, very violent country. The whole fabric of society is very, very violent. So using peace building as a mechanism for enabling people to come together, look at their own situation, and to see how they can transform their own situation. Using the Caritas Peace Building Manual has been an absolutely invaluable tool for us.
Sister Anya, can you tell us how it works?
In the manual, in the original manual, the whole manual is set out to end with different modules, and the module is set out with reflections, activities, time for group discussion, and then time for action as well. And then people engage in the whole process. It's a very, very participative process. And it enables people to look at themselves as individuals. It also enables people to look at how they engage in groups and then how they can translate that into the broader society. So it's a very, very hands-on, practical tool that enables people to use it when they go back into their communities and into the broader society. There are a number of different modules, and the primary module really is looking at nonviolence, how we can transform the violent situations in which we find ourselves and act in a nonviolent way within those situations and create a whole nonviolent community.
Sister Anya, it's all very well to talk about peace building, but most people don't really know how you go about peace building. Who is involved? How do you get through to the communities? Who are the trainers?
Yes. In fact, we have been very fortunate here in South Africa because we have formed a partnership with an organization called Damietta Peace Initiative, which is a Franciscan peace program. And what we do is we enable communities, first of all, to tell their own story of violence and to share that story with the group. And it's about building the trust in the group and it's about building the relationships within the group. Having done that, then we look at, what are the root causes? Try and get people to reflect on why did this happen and why did this happen in this particular way? And go deeper and deeper into the root causes of the conflict or the violence. And then we go into looking at what are our different faith perspectives on this issue. And this is where, because it's a multi-faith, we engage with multi-faith communities. And so we get each person in the group to share from their faith perspective what their faith says about this particular issue. And it's quite amazing that, all the mainline religions in particular, have the same basic philosophy on violence. Then from that, we get them to look at what action they can do as a group to live out what that their particular faith perspective is giving them to live out. And it's quite amazing what happens in communities. They decide on small actions in communities, and they begin to address the issue in small ways within their communities. And this has an impact on the broader community. And then the broader community then starts asking the questions, why are you doing this and why are you doing this in this particular way? And then they start sharing again why they're doing it and why they have chosen a nonviolent way.
Is there any specific story you can tell us? Is there any particular instance that you remember during these years in which you have experienced peace building? I don't know, some person who had a special story who came back to you, something like that that can stay in our minds.
The one that comes to mind immediately is a 71-year-old Afrikaner lady. She shared... Well, in the group, she came to the group initially because her friend wanted to come, and her friend didn't have transport, and so she came, she brought her friend, and she made it quite clear in the group, I'm only here because my friend needed transport. And for the first 2 days of the workshop, she didn't participate at all, hardly. She sat in the groups, in the small groups, she listened to everything, and was quite silent and quite withdrawn. And on the third day, we asked people to share, what struck them in the weekend workshop. Everybody shared, and she hadn't shared. And we were about to close, and she says, "Excuse me, I would like to say something." Wow. And he said, "I want to make a confession. All these years, I've grown up in South Africa, and all these years, I've hated black people. And when the foreigners started coming in, I just kept saying to myself, these people must go back to where they come from. They don't belong here. We have enough problems here." And see, that has been my attitude all my life. I've listened all this weekend. I have listened to what has... And she said, "I have been so touched by what I have heard and seen in this group. I just want to say to you how sorry I am for the way I've lived my life. And she went around, there were people from 9 different nationalities, and I think about 7 or 8 different religions in that group. She went around to every single one of them and hugged them and asked them for forgiveness. And everybody was in tears when she had finished. It was just so powerful.
Thank you. That is powerful. One last thing. What about children, very young children? Surely they should be the ones whom we should address peace-building messages to. They're the future. Do your peace-building initiatives take children into consideration?
Yes, very much so, in fact. We have actually one of our trainers works very, very well with children, and he has a special gift for children, in fact. And he has been working in the schools, in some of the schools in and around Pretoria in particular, and he has formed what we call groups in the school. We call them PACs, Pan-African Conciliation Teams, in the schools. And the young people themselves are actually now taking over the running of these groups in the schools. They are very, very excited to actually learn a new way. And in one of the schools, in fact, the teachers have also formed their own PACT group. And the parents are now asking also because they want to know what's happening with their children. And they're coming forward. And they're saying, now we would also like to have a group in our community. So some of the parents, but the children have impacted on their teachers and on the parents. We're also looking at preschools. And one of the dreams I have, and I was surfing the web and looking at the new toolkit yesterday, and I was looking at it and thinking, I would love to develop a manual for preschool children. Because even in South Africa, even preschool children are extremely violent because they have grown up in a violent context. I would love to develop a manual with bright colors and lots of activities for preschool children. That's one of the dreams that I have, and I hope I will find the time to develop that.
Sister Anya Hughes, coordinator for Caritas programs in South Africa, speaking with Linda Bordoni. The new online peace-building initiative was launched by Caritas this week to mark the anniversary of the assassination of Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero. For further information about the way in which Archbishop Romero continues to inspire the work of Caritas Internationalis, plus full details of that new toolbox for conflict resolution, just go to the website www.caritas.org.